This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Dolphins and A to Z Sports NFL analyst, joins us. Kyle, good morning, man, and thanks for coming on. Was wondering, as all the news, the first preseason game is over. A lot of different topics with the game, and we'll jump into all of them. First of all, I want to start, because this was a big one yesterday. Hey, man, he was working on that goal line and short yardage situation, understands how important. He was stubborn about it. I loved it. This is where we get our work. They don't do it full speed and all out where you can tackle in practice like they used to. I'm glad they were doing the work. What'd you think?
Yeah, obviously you would love for it to not be pulling teeth down there, but I think when you look at what happened on some of the runs, and I think there's some easily correctable things. I appreciated the attitude. I like what Mike McDaniel said after the game as far as, like, look, we wanted the reps. Well, you got a couple of good concepts to get a look at, and you got a feel for how Jalen Wright feels those. You saw how Ollie Gordon handled his opportunities later in the game. Your best player, what you felt like in that regard, was Madison, so that's a bit of a bummer, and you're going to have to figure out who you want to kind of be the marquee guy there. But I was with you. Once they got down on the one, I said, I hope they run it every time, right? It's yeah. Preseason. I don't care if they score. I want to see you work on it, and I want to see who and where you feel like you can run to get that yard when you need that yard.
So Vianaya and James Daniels, your top free agent that you picked, and you moved up to get your other guard, both 320 pounds. Those guys, they need to work. They need to get used to it. Patrick Paul in there as well. So I was just glad to see we got so many opportunities. And I know if it was a game and a regular game and we went 15 plays and didn't score, it would have been a downer, but they probably wouldn't have run it every time in that situation. All right, so speaking of the O-line, Larry Borm played a lot at right tackle. And what did you think not only about Larry Borm's play, but the second group of guys that played a lot of that game on the O-line?
Yeah, I thought Borm was fine. I know he's a player of interest because he plays the swing tackle, and for the rest of the preseason we're not going to have Austin Jackson rolling. So Larry got 31 snaps. I thought he had probably two reps in pass pro where it looked like he kind of let guys get into him and collapse the edge. And obviously your responsibility as a tackle is to set the width of the pocket. So I felt like he kind of felt a couple of collapses. And I thought in the run game, it was what you were hoping to see from a point of attack and displacement. That opening drive, we were getting some really good expansion on the edge when it was running to Larry. And then you get down in the short yardage situations and, hey, I got a defensive lineman lined up head up over top of me, and he's going to crash down inside and try to get into the B gap. and he washed it down, and he did it on more than one occasion. So I think it's, you understand what the strengths and weaknesses are of the player. I think you were projecting him as a fit into how Miami likes to run their offense, and I think you saw why this was a marriage that the team was interested in, and I think there's nice things to work with Larry Borum.
Any of the guys, other guys, when those guys were all out, any of the other ones with the twos and threes that you liked that you're going, okay, there's some potential there to work with to have on a 53-man roster?
Yeah, I'm kind of cheating here a little bit, but I'll take it because of how you asked the question. I think Daniel Brunskill, with his experience in the scheme, I thought he played a really clean game.
Great.
And he ended up playing 22 snaps. A lot of it was pass protection work. I think he was only on the field for a half dozen runs when it was all said and done. But I think Brunskill, the absence of Eichenberg, and you're assuming Eichenberg with his contracts and the commitment there and the experience in the scheme that, like, he's probably not a bubble guy for you. I think both of those guys have earned the opportunity, especially because I thought one of the more disappointing players that Miami had was one that I was hopeful for this year, in Keon Smith.
Oh.
Keon played a little bit here, there, and everywhere, and I don't think he looked comfortable anywhere. And on that possession, when Quinn Ewers had the strip sack, I mean, that entire play sequence was pretty tough for Keon at left tackle. So that's one for me. I'm looking for a big bounce back next week is Keon Smith, because I remember the cameo appearances he had in 23 and looked like a promising player. He missed all of last year. I don't think he's high enough up on the pecking order where you can afford to have bad games and play everywhere and not look comfortable anywhere, which is what I kind of felt like the tape looked like against Chicago.
Yeah. All right, jump in the cornerback position, the other hot topic here in the first couple of weeks. So Storm Duck looks like, this is just me, tell me if you're with me or not. Storm Duck looks like your number one guy right now. I moved Ethan Bonner ahead of Jack Jones as a corner, and Kendall Sheffield, and I know others disagree. I think Ethan Bonner, they're starting to trust more. He seems to be a little bit more comfortable. I still think Jack Jones got more talent than any of them, if he could ever put it all together, and Kendall Sheffield at number four. What about for you?
I think you have the right collection of four guys. I think for me, Storm is the one that has the sweat equity and played in the system last year. So there's a level of trust there for what they want him to do technically. I thought Ethan played the best game against Chicago out of all those guys. Now, I thought Jack Jones had a lot of really bright flashes, obviously called for the DPI. I think Jack, I would still be surprised if we get to week one and Jack Jones is not one of your starters.
Yeah.
Because he's that talented.
I agree.
But Ethan Bonner, obviously he had the tip ball on the Patrick McMorris interception, and that was a great play at the catch point. So I think this competition is far from settled, and I thought the preseason game made it more intense coming into this week against Chicago, because I think guys represented themselves well all in all when it was all said and done.
I'm going to jump over to the quarterback situation. Were you disappointed? Is that kind of what you thought with what they were playing with, Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers?
Yeah, I thought Zach, the near pick six at the end of the half was pretty rough, where it was a ball that was late, and it was a ball that was left behind, inside, and that's a bad combo when you're throwing outbreaker routes. It'd be late, inside, and behind. So he dodged a bullet on that one for sure. I think he it's all the timing of everything, right? And I think he had a couple of really nice rips. I think Quinn Ewers had a couple of really nice rips. And Quinn had less help as far as guys catching the ball for him. I mean, he had some throws that were tight window throws that I don't think are advisable to make. But I think Quinn had, and it doesn't surprise me based off of how he played at Texas, Quinn looked like he had more of those opportunities where he gets to the top of the drop, he sees space, and he says, I'm going to throw it. Like that trust and timing and spot placement, because that's how this offense is so often designed to operate, and it's what they did at Texas a lot of times. Now, the timing of it wasn't very pretty a lot, because it's third, fourth string wide receivers. It's Quinn getting these opportunities for the first time. So the efficiency of it wasn't great. But if I'm looking for the good thing from each guy, I think Zach had that throw to Taj Washington where he was hot and the Bears brought pressure and they were free up the A-gap. And he laid it out for knowing he was going to get hit to Taj. I thought that was his best play. And then Quinn, it was the willingness to trust the timing of the construct of the play.
Yeah. Let's move to the receiver position. I thought the guys played overall pretty well. excuse me. Both Taj and Malik Washington. Akine had a nice play, and D. Eskridge, and part of that was their returns as well. You can't keep everybody, I don't think. Who'd you like? Who kind of jumped out of that group that you liked as a 3 and 4?
Yeah, I think the chemistry with Malik Washington and Tua was not lost on me, where you could kind of see that towards the end of the year last year.
Yep.
And then you get the third down and the fourth down conversions and one of them to the field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So that's obviously a longer throw. But outbreaking patterns outside the numbers, I thought both of them were great routes for Malik to kind of get off the line of scrimmage and stem and set up the defender and then win across the face to get clean breaks and catch balls in stride towards the sticks. I thought so. Malik, from that perspective, stood out. I thought the best stuff that Nick did was in the run game. We've been asking for physical blocking wide receiver for a while, and there was 3-4 occasions where Nick was the play side wide receiver and he was condensed split and he's coming down on a linebacker or a safety and really effective. And that got me excited for Nick. So I think those two guys are the guys that popped to me the most as far as the wide receiver pecking order. I think Taj Washington had himself a really nice game as far as some of the short area twitchiness, and we obviously didn't see him last year. And I think the special team stuff in general was outstanding, and I think the fact that you got a number of different guys that had positive contributions in the return game, I don't know that helps D. Eskridge as you're trying to get through the pecking order.
Yeah. By the way, special teams overall, I know it's only one preseason game. Man, what a difference, huh? That group, that's one of the best games I've seen overall in a long time.
You're not kidding. And it was kick coverage. It was returns. It was, yep. And it was consistent. It was not, oh, they broke one return. I mean, that their average starting field position after returning a kick was like the minus 42 yard line.
Yeah, that so no, was crazy.
The hidden field position, but that's how you get 10 penalties and 2 turnovers, one of them inside your own 5 and still tie the game in a preseason setting, is the field position element of what you had. I thought was a really promising first showing for Craig Aukerman's group.
All right, so obviously there's been a little shuffle here because of the Madison injury, and we hope he's okay after, God, finding out and playing doctor during the game and finding out how bad it was, so we hope he's okay. But now all of a sudden, Ollie Gordon II, man, I tell you, he's a strong, strong-looking dude at 225 pounds. You see him moving up a little closer to Jalen Wright, and I don't blame Jalen Wright, by the way. He had no shot on that fourth down play on the goal line there. But are they close, or Jalen Wright still clearly number two?
I think Jalen Wright's got a balance of skill sets, and I think he has – and the run that he had that he took down to the one-yard line on that possession where they end up not scoring any points. But it looked like it was some kind of inside zone where he has to cut out the back door. And as he cuts to his left, he then has kind of the cutback opportunity to get north and get straight up the field and spike the run. And the angle in which he gets his cleats in the ground and explodes off of that hard cut is something that I think is going to set him up for a lot of successful runs. And I don't know that Ollie has that reactive cut ability to him. So as you're getting these guys in the flow of it and you're getting a feel for the run game and what concepts you want to work and where you can trust runs to develop, I think having that reactive element for Jalen is going to help him, where once you know, hey, we're going to hit this gap where we want it, it's going to be there. I think that's where the size and
yeah,
kind of the burst of Ollie will really showcase itself best for you.
Man, we got so much to talk about. Hey, real quickly, I thought one of the best plays of the game, and I'm trying to figure out how he can be on the 53-man roster because I don't know necessarily he's one of your top pass rushers. Cameron Good made one of the great plays running down the field. I mean, that's one of those plays where the special teams coach goes, hey, man, I know he might not be one of the top four or five pass rushers, but you got to keep him. And then I look at Derek McClendon, who, by the way, everybody in South Florida, our writers on the Derek McClendon, you got to keep him. We're always looking for that one great story that he's going to be on there. And so what do you do? Can you keep both those guys?
That's going to be tough because I look at the defensive tackle room too, oh. Joe. And Austin Clark wasn't kidding when he said he has nine guys who can play a little bit, right? So you got Steeler. You got the three rookies, and I thought Biggers had a good game as well, and he almost blocked a kick. And he had, I think, three block kicks in college. So, yeah, like, that's on his resume as a thing. And then you've got Matthew Butler had some promising
Matt Dickerson.
Matt Dickerson, who great. I think had an outstanding game. Ben Stilley. You've got a lot up front. And I don't think you can afford to just keep 13 guys on the defensive line. So yeah, the math there is going to be really tough. So I don't think you're going to have a spot for both Cam Good and McClendon. I kind of look at the depth chart, and I would expect that they're going to keep five. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
So it's the top four guys and then probably one more. And I think Cam Good's got a big leg up there because of the special teams profile.
Yeah, man, that play he made is not easy to get off a block running down the middle of the field 5 yards ahead of everybody else that's running down there with you and make that kind of play was ridiculous. Hey, always great having you, Kyle. Thank you so much, man. A lot of good stuff.
Yes, sir. It's good to have football back and glad we could chop it up a little bit.
There you go, man. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Dolphins and A to Z Sports NFL analyst with us this morning. Talk a little bit about the Dolphins. We could have gone about 2.5 hours straight with that guy. Hey, we got more stuff to tell you about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.